I hit up a couple people. This is a thing that I feel very strongly about that I think is really important, and
Oh, okay. We're digging right in. Let's do it.
it enriches your life. I think that if you have people in your life that you have not talked to in a long time, it's very important to just drop them a line out of nowhere, be like, "Hey, I was thinking about you. Hope you're doing well," or "I was thinking about you. What are you up to?" You know?
Right.
That way, "I hope you've been well" is not necessarily inviting a conversation. If you just want to put the good vibes out there, but you don't have time to like chat, that's an
Right.
option. Then also, what have you been up to? It does rekindle a little conversation. I think that then it lets people know, hey, door's open. I'm here right now to listen, chat, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was doing this with a friend, and she told me about a date that she went on. This is years ago, and we just got to talking, and she told me that she went on a date with this guy, and it was one of those things where it was like a date that was set up after a meet at a bar. Okay.
Okay.
So they meet at the bar, and it's loud, it's dark. It's like all of the recipes for a person to not come off like a monster unless they're an absolute monster.
Right, yeah.
Like all the work is being done for you right now. It's hard to hear you, it's hard to see you. Like
You're getting away with a lot right now.
if your jarring personality flaws still shine through, then you are a true monster.
Yeah, your terrible flaws are brighter than any light.
You are dull. And so they get to talking. She's like, okay, he's got like, I don't know, it's a little something about him. And he was looking a little nerdy, but she was like, it was in a cute way, not like a extra dweeby way or anything. And so she was like,
Okay.
okay, let me see what's up. And so he ends up asking her out. And so she's like, yeah, all right, sounds great. Let's meet up, in a couple of days. They set the date for a couple of days from when they met. And
His face still looked shadowy. Like
my man just
he still looks like he's in the
walks around with shadow constantly on his face. He got extra shadow. He's out here trying to be suave, really just being a demogorgon, It's terrifying. It's
Yeah,
terrifying.
just awful. Otherworldly, one could say.
I rebuke you is what I would say if I saw him in person. If I
Next date,
saw
I'm bringing an old priest and a young priest.
a man with mostly shadow on his well-lit face, I would slap him with an open Bible. And so basically, what ends up happening is they meet up, and it's at this Chinese restaurant, and he's like still a little nerdy, still a little like quiet and everything. And now she's like, oh, okay, maybe I was a little tipsy and he's more awkward than I remember. Like maybe I was giving him the benefit of the doubt because I was a little drunk, which
Right, yeah.
of course you were.
Yeah.
Of like I feel like that's a
Happens to
given.
all of us, man. Yeah.
And so basically he's like looking down a lot, and then he'll look up at her really quick but then lose the courage to keep eye contact. And
Oh.
she was like, it was almost adorable. It was happening a lot to the point where it was like I can see how some people wouldn't find it cute,
Right, yeah.
because you're at the table with me. There's no, you're not looking across a room now.
Yeah.
Like now you're looking at me and then looking at the tablecloth. It's like,
Or
oof.
then you and then you look down, and you're like, damn, he has really cool shoes on. He just keeps looking at him. He's like, these are great.
And so he starts asking her, questions about herself, her life, and everything. She tells him where she works and what she does for a living. And then she starts to reciprocate asking those questions to him. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm really focusing on my art right now and everything. So I'm in between
Shoe art.
jobs and stuff. and she wishes. And and you know, I'm living with some friends at the moment. Just, you know, getting back on my feet and everything. Like, yeah. I make a little money, doing odd jobs and with my art, and so I'm good. You know, I'm like living. And she was actually taken aback and impressed by how content he seemed. Like, you know, these are things that when someone answers, sometimes there's a little bit of shame involved. There's a little bit oh yeah, you know, I'm doing my thing. I'm like, you know, like, it was none of that. He was just like, yeah, you know, I do my art. And it was actually the most confident the entire dinner that she had seen him was like, you know, I do my art, and I'm putting things together and everything until I can have a come up and stuff. And she was okay, wow. All right. That's really cool. And she finally asked him what his art was. This is like appetizers have come now. So they're like starting to kind of eat, but then she realizes she never actually asked him. And she was like, what's your art, by the way? And he smiles. And at first it's like a, she said at first it was like a little smile, and then he couldn't help it. You could just see this like beaming smile burst through, which he also said was like very adorable when someone's just uncontrollably happy, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And he was like, well, I'd love to show you. And she was like,
immediate alarm bells. Even if it's like, I made this movie and it's a big, beautiful movie. It's still just like when the response is, I could show you, is troubling. Yeah. He's troubling, like, to say the least.
I'd love to show you. And she was like, okay, like, is it? And she's still thinking he's a painter, right? And she just assumed painter, because a lot of people, when you say your art, they assume artist. Paint.
Yeah. They just assume, because that's what artist meant for a long time,
but
a bunch of other shit hadn't been invented yet.
Yeah. And so then she's like, oh wow, did you bring it here? He's like, I bring it everywhere with me. And okay, what is it? And he's like, I have to show you. And he gets up, he walks, he leaves, right? And she's like a little bit taken aback, because now she's like, okay. Like, I thought she was even saying she thought he meant, I have to show you like later at my place or something.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so she's sitting there.
Like, so he left the table.
Left the table.
Okay.
My man's gone.
I got my guesses, but.
and she's like munching on a crab rangoon when this dude sits back down.
Okay.
With a dummy in his lap.
It's better than I would have guessed. Yes. Yes. Fuck yes. Oh, what'd that dummy say?
With a dummy in his lap going. Okay, wait. Let me see if I can. Going. Nice to meet you.
Oh, it's like not good, ventriloquist.
And not only is it not good, but this man's mouth can't stop moving.
Oh.
So instead of it being bad mumbled, like, ventriloquism, it's just him talking in a different voice while he doesn't make eye contact.
That's his art.
So he just looking down. He's just looking down the way he was when he was trying to be coy. And so he's looking down.
So you don't see his mouth.
So you don't see his mouth. Because if he tilts his head all the way down, it's like, where'd his mouth go?
Oh, I was not thinking ventriloquist. I'm so fucking happy. I was not thinking ventriloquist. Oh, boy.
It's so bad.
Where you're like, so, join our thruple.
He's so bad at it, and it's fully his mouth could not be more open. It's actually like someone taught him the opposite of what ventriloquism is. His mouth is so open.
Or they just explained it to him conceptually, but no one showed him how to do it. They're like, yeah, but you make like the doll talk too. When, got it. See you later. No, there's more.
When I tell you that she told me that his mouth went,
nice to meet you.
For the listener, Josh moved his whole mouth.
You could see all my teeth the way I moved my mouth just now.
You stuck your tongue out. That's how.
This dude is licking his lips bad at ventriloquism. He will never have a chapped lip while doing ventriloquism.
He's lip licking bad at ventriloquism.
This man will never need chapstick. He is so bad at ventriloquism. And so then she.
You keep going, go ahead.
So then she's sitting there and she's like, oh. And she just says, oh. Like, oh, okay. Still try to be polite, right? And then he is steadily just like,
So Mark told me a lot about you.
And she's like,
he lets the fucking doll take over the dick.
Hard.
Ooh. The title of this episode is going to be Logan's Favorite Thing Ever. Oh, man.
So Mark told me a lot about you.
And this is like, this is, just prepare yourself because it gets worse.
I'm so excited.
So then she's like, so Mark told me a lot about you. He said that you were a beautiful woman, and he lied.
He's roasting her.
You are an incredibly beautiful woman.
Oh, okay. I was hoping it was going to turn to like the roast act with the ventriloquist to me.
So then he's like, what do you do for a living? And just starts asking her all the questions that she just answered to him through the dummy.
Oh, he's like making her redo the date, but with the dummy.
She's just redoing the date to the dummy.
Oh, no, don't do that.
And so now she's like, you know, I grew up at like, he just like slowly giving him details like, oh, that's interesting. How are you liking your appetizer?
That's when you have to look at the guy and be like, I know he's not real. Like you can.
He goes, yeah, Mark's kind of quiet around beautiful women. say something. He goes, wait, don't make me laugh. Wait, shut up. Wait. Okay. Mark gets nervous around beautiful women. Say something, dummy. And then he's like, sometimes I don't know what to say.
Yes. Yes.
And then as he gets the doll to talk, this is how bad, just so we can also for the listener once again illustrate how bad this person is at ventriloquism. Right. Yeah. When the dummy goes to speak again, the dude controlling him, Mark's gum falls out of his mouth.
Ha 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 ha. feel like that should be a pretty common. Like, don't chew something while you're doing ventriloquism.
I mean, when you're not doing it well, you can do whatever you want. And so then...
Oh, my God.
And so then... One of the servers walks up to check on them, like, you know, how they're liking their appetizer and everything, sees the dummy and goes, "What is this?" And so he turns to the server and is like,
"Get the fuck out of here. I'm on a date."
Goes, "Just two lovely people and a bonehead on a date." Guess who's the bonehead?
Oh yeah, it's so old timey. I love it.
And then the server's like, wow. He just says wow and walks away. And she said that their food comes, right? So appetizers, but then the actual entree comes, and he doesn't put the dummy away. So he starts talking to her again.
We also brushed past the fact that he stashed this in the restaurant somewhere. We are totally blowing past the fact that he said, "I'll show you," just went somewhere, assuming his car wasn't outside. I guess I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was at coat check. Maybe.
But like, if he brought the dummy prepared for that reveal already, way too much.
yeah, already a killer.
Wow.
So then they're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And he straight up is eating and has sat the dummy, because it was one of those four seat tables.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just sat the dummy in one of the chairs. So the dummy just sitting up while they eat.
Just staring at her chew with its lifeless eyes.
Just staring at her chest. Of no fault of his own. That's just where he was positioned.
I'm only comfortable ogling women with my dummy.
And then she said she can tell that the staff is like straight up watching them now. Like coming out of the kitchen to peek and walk back in.
Your friend is a fucking trooper, by the way. And the fact that he didn't sit down with the dummy and she didn't go, "Nope," and just walk out. It shows a lot of her character.
And so then when they start to like get close to finishing the entree, the server walks back up and is like, "Hey, we were wondering, like, do you do like shows everywhere?" Like, just like starts actually just engaging, like, "Do you do shows everywhere?" Yeah, and like what do you, you know? And he excitedly grabs the dummy.
Oh,
and just starts talking to the server like all over again. And so then the server's like, "Can you show the guys at the kitchen?"
Oh, because and he doesn't realize that they're making fun of him.
He doesn't at all.
Does not at all. Because 100% they're like, "Hey, you got to get him to come back here. I got to see this.
Come back here." And so then he was like, "Yeah, you know, I'll do my thing and everything, and you know." And the dummy is like, "We'd love to." And she said what had to be most of the staff walked out of the kitchen and just stood at the table.
Oh, no.
Just watching this man do the worst act And they're dying laughing. So it's like he thinks he's killing. And maybe he laughing, is. Who knows?
Maybe,
because some of them, like, to be fair, some of them did not speak English. So I think some of them were just fully into the fact that a person was doing ventriloquism while only moving their mouth. I think no matter what language you speak, right, that is going to be universally funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Being bad at ventriloquism transcends language. You can tell when it's going wrong.
Because I don't even know what jokes, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, I don't even know what jokes he was doing or anything. It's just straight up the fact that he's this bad. It's like remarkable. And she was like, I was just like, she said she was just like melting in her seat. Oh. And it's not like no one was like looking at her or anything. Everyone was focused on him, but she was like,
well, listen, earlier they were all looking at her.
Yeah, that's fair.
when the dummy first came out, everyone was looking at her just being like, oh, does she know about this? Does she like this? She does not. She does not know or like about this.
I mean, she probably looked like she was down with it when they started eating, because then
yeah, no, they're just like, they're like, oh, they must be together then.
Yeah.
Because she's fine. She's fine with the dummy. Just sitting there eating with that. Oh, this, you've made me so happy today, Josh. I was already having a pretty good day and it got real good.
And then basically so she's like melting her seat because she said that there's no way that they're like, shoot, I remember saying this of like how there was no way eventually that food was being cooked. Like too many of them were watching them. Because it's like a small restaurant, you know?
Right.
And
they hadn't gotten their food yet? Or no, they did. People, they did what they were eating.
They ate.
But other people in the restaurant now.
Other people are just waiting. They're like, hey, yo.
Are now sitting there pissed at this shitty ventriloquist.
That's just like, I would have loved to try the food. Unfortunately, I have a sensitive stomach. Yeah.
Just imagine that Yelp review. Like, I went there on a date to have a meal, and we could not get served because some ventriloquist, the whole staff was gawking at a dummy who could not enunciate. 1 star, will not go back.
The food was great, but the show was terrible.
The ventriloquist act was all vowels.
All vowels and spit.
That must violate some sort of code. I don't know. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I keep going back to like the moment before. Like, did he show up with like a big fucking suitcase? Like before the date was like, hey, can I stash this back here?
Can I put my roller bag here real quick?
Oh, did he ever try to like drink water while doing the ventriloquism, but like he's not good at it, so he just started drinking. It was like, would you? Oh man. Fuck me. That is so goddamn funny.
Man. But yeah, they didn't go on a second date.
Oh, really? Oh, darn it. I was really rooting for them. Because here's the thing. Even if he was really good at ventriloquism, it'd still be shaky whether he was getting that second date.
I don't care if your art is music and if you're at a restaurant, you don't just pull out a guitar. And start playing songs, like serenading.
Well, yeah, because I was already thinking about like, okay, even just thinking of it in terms of comedians I've known who just like will start like making people listen to their you know, comedy, especially when they're like new at it, you know, or whatever, on a date, they'll be like, well, here's, you know, and then they just start laying out material. Already that is like weird. It's at least a conversation, so you can do it. But like, when you got to go get a thing? Because even if he was a painter, if he just started painting there, you'd be like, okay, you brought all that?
Imagine if you just started painting on the wall with like watercolors you brought.
I think this is technically vandalism. I don't.
In case someone asked you, what's your art? I have to show you. And then you just start painting lilies on a restaurant wall.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if you don't have an unsettling art, if you just start doing it, it still throws you off.
Yeah. Yeah.
You God, but now I'm not imagining if he brought a guitar out and then he was a really bad guitarist.
It was just
let me show you. Like,
let me show you the ways that I love.
It was just like a guttural, like she was like,
look at this photograph.
You know what it was too that I think really messed him up is that his mouth was open, but he was trying to not move it. That actually makes sense now that would be the voice you'd make if you didn't close your mouth to do real ventriloquism, but you opened it, but you're like,
yeah,
but you're like,
like having it wide open. Yeah, that's not the move. That's why a lot of them smile so they can like just do it through their teeth.
If you've ever been to the dentist, you've just done an impression of this dummy. That's essentially what it sounded like. Your dentist asks you a question and you're like, that is what the dummy. She said it was like the word. Like she said that some of the- She said some of the words were so garbled she wasn't sure what the joke was. Like,
I also love that it sounds like he was doing the oldest of ventriloquist shtick too.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that is fucking vaudeville. Like that is old shtick.
Let's just say that blackface was normal when that type of act was popular. That's how old your thing is. You're not even hitting the roaring 20s. We're talking 1919.
Yeah. There weren't even separate water fountains yet because they hadn't been invented.
Yeah. Dude, this was the oldest just... And the fact that it was... Like, the fact that for whatever reason... Look, killing is killing. The fact that he was killing with the staff is also somehow both impressive and more embarrassing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because now she is not just his hostage, but everyone's.
Imagine you're in a hostage situation and some of the people, you're talking to the negotiator and then some of the people are like, we like it in here.
Give us a gun. I'm joining. Like, yeah. Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucking amazing. And I mean, I guess good for him because you said he was really content. Seemed really.
I mean, this is what I think is actually happening. I feel like, one, this dude lives within his means, which is why he's not really pressed for money. And then two, I think that he's so bad that it's entertaining that he gets work. I could see that happening. Because here's the thing. If this dude went on America's Got Talent, I think he'd take it all the way. I think it would be so funny that they would actually give him the Golden Star. They hit that golden button. They put him through the next round. He shows up and you're like, man, this guy's like a really funny comedy act who did like a fake ventriloquism for his first thing. And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Then he starts again and it's worse. It's worse the first time. But you're laughing so hard now because you're like, I can't believe anybody would do this act again. That's hilarious.
How he wasted his Golden Star on this.
And then, but then even that's funny. And so then it's so funny. Buzzer. that he just keeps getting promoted to the next round. And by then he's an American sweetheart. Like by then he's just like, it's like people love how bad he is at this thing. And then there's just a Vegas show at the end of it where you go to watch this dude talk for an hour and be like, what river is completely full of what river?
Oh, I can't wait to see where this joke ends.
What river is completely full of? What river is completely full of direct in intention? The specific ocean. And then you just sit there.
Jesus Christ.
And then you just sit there and you're like, that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
First off, not a river. You said ocean. And then next season, suddenly he's a judge on America's Got Talent. You're like, how did he
get to be a judge? And then you sing your heart out and he's like, I wasn't really feeling it.
Well, you can't really understand the notes he's given. Hi there. Everyone just kind of looks at him. I think that's a vote for yes.
Imagine how demoralizing it would be to be a comic going on America's Got Talent, and then a dummy's hand gives you the thumbs down. I don't think you just quit comedy. I think you actively go on a killing spree. I think that's enough to break a human's mind.
Yeah.
So much so that they're like, I want nothing to do with society. I want nothing to do with anyone here.
A dummy told me I failed. I couldn't understand what he said. Terry Crews was there. I don't know. reality exploded on me.
Terry Crews had to sit me down and tell me that even though I should have been able to understand it off the rip, the dummy said that I'm talentless and I have no future.
Holy shit. Oh, that's just beautiful. I don't know. It's chaos. What happened to your friend is horrible.
I
but just
great person, but yeah, terrible luck.
In a weird way, in an indirect way, he did make art. 'Cause that moment. That moment is beautiful.
Sure enough. Absolutely.
Holy shit.